Greetings, paladins, planeswalkers, and punk rockers of all ages. You're listening to the Beastmaster Podcast, and as always, I'm your host, CJ. The Beastmaster Podcast is your one-stop shop for information about everything that'll rip your face off and add your treasures to its hoard. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Krenchar. The Krenchar is a very interesting creature. It looks like a large cat sans the ears. The Krenchar's other distinguishing feature is quite unusual. It can retract the fur and skin on their faces to produce a horrifying display that will paralyze prey. The Krenchar's retractable skin allows it to dine on carrion with lower risk of picking up disease, carrying So they can basically eat with a lower risk of getting sick because their face is covered by this extra layer of fur and skin. So when a Krenchar restores the facial skin to its normal position, it scrapes off gore and clinging parasites, so they don't catch ill as often from eating their preferred carrion rather than fresh meat. This ability to retract their skin is also demonstrated in other contexts. Male Krensharks bear their skulls at rivals as a challenge over potential mates, and females use this ability to ward off undesired suitors. Hunting-age adults use it to paralyze prey, its primary function. Krenchars generally prefer to stalk herd animals like deer or, in cases where they're closer to settlements, cattle. But, of course, as with most things we talk about on this podcast, an adventurer lost in the woods isn't off the menu. A fully grown Krenchar, they usually average between 4 and 5 feet, and they weigh in at about 175 pounds. The extent of which a Krenchar's intelligence goes, so far at least, is unknown. In many arcane scholar circles, it is conceded that a Krenchar's intelligence exceeds that of a common animal. But despite this, their packs are structured very, very much like a wolf's. Although there have been reports of skilled rangers or druids being able to befriend these strange creatures. But remember, paladins, planeswalkers, and punk rockers alike, those who try to outwit a Krenchar rarely live long enough to learn from their mistake. Alright, well, that looks like it's going to do it for this episode of the Beastmaster Podcast. As always, I'm your host, CJ. You can find me on Twitter over at @CanonGregoire. If you're in Portland tomorrow, I will be at the Portland Convention Center this entire weekend, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, at the Magic the Gathering Grand Prix Portland. So if you're a fan of the podcast, want to say hi, I'll be there. Don't worry, it won't... Well, we'll see. I definitely have some big plans for next week, and we're gonna make next week the second week of this podcast. It's gonna be awesome. So, all right. Don't forget to call in and favorite the podcast. Thank you. See y'all in the next one.